Oh, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming your way this morning once again. Oh, I'm so excited about Jesus. I love Jesus so much with all my heart, and I know you do too. Jesus did so many wonderful things for us. It's amazing. We didn't know him, but he knew us. He says he knew us before the foundations of the earth. When we were clot of blood in our mother's wombs, he knew us. And he made provision for us. You know, yesterday we learned about the fact that Jesus is our high priest. You know, and today we want to continue a step further. We want to learn about Jesus, my intercessor, because Jesus is our intercessor. Hallelujah. Now, let's start from Hebrews chapter 8, from verse 1. He says, now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the Son. We have such an high priest. Hallelujah. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. You know, when Jesus resurrected from the dead, he didn't just live around. He was not just moving around. He ascended. The Bible says that right before the eyes of the disciples, he was taken up. He ascended into the heavens. And when he ascended into the heavens, he went to sit on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. That means the right hand is a place of authority. That doesn't mean that God, Jesus is sitting at the right hand side of God. The Bible didn't say the right hand side of God. He said the right hand of majesty. Hallelujah. That means the place of authority. So all authority is in Jesus' hands. You see, and he's a high priest. What did he sacrifice? Because every high priest must have a sacrifice. Now, let's go on to verse 2. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 2. He says, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man. Then he says, for every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man have somewhat also to offer. What did Jesus offer? Jesus offered his own blood. He offered his own blood. You see, that's why he says that not of the blood of goats or the blood of cows or the blood of sheep, but by his own blood he entered in once to obtain eternal redemption for us. We read it yesterday in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11 and verse 12. Hallelujah. Now, he ascended with his own blood, and his blood was accepted. That is how come he became born again. But when he ascended, he sat down on the right hand of majesty on high to do what? To intercede for you and I. Now, go to Hebrews chapter 7 from verse 23. He says, and they truly were many priests, but they were not suffered to continue by reason of death. In other words, the priests of the Old Testament could not be priests forever because they had to die. If you do the priestly service for some time, you will die. Then he says, but this man, who is he talking about? He's talking about Jesus Christ. He says, but this man, who is Jesus Christ, because he continueth ever, has an unchangeable high priesthood. He says he has an unchangeable priesthood. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost or completely that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. So, Jesus is at the right hand of the Father, or at the right hand of authority, making intercession for you and I. What does it mean? And he says he ever liveth. He is ever alive to make intercession for you and I. Now, go to Romans chapter 8, verse 34. Let's read from verse 33. It's so nice. I like the word of God so much. From verse 33, it says, who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Then he says in verse 34, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. So he's there making intercession for us forever. He's always there making intercession for us. What's the meaning of intercession? That's a $1 million question. What's the meaning of intercession? To intercede means to stand in the gap. You know, there's a supreme court of the universe where God is the judge, you see. Now, God is Jesus, or Jesus is God. So Jesus is the judge. At the same time, he's your lawyer. To intercede means to be a lawyer for someone else. You see, to stand in the gap. When someone is in trouble, a lawyer comes and then stands in the gap. There's a prosecutor who is coming against you and I. And that prosecutor is called the accuser of the brethren. That is the devil. So the devil also always stands to try to accuse you and I. Sometimes when you do something wrong, he tries to accuse you. That is why he began this verse by saying, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Because Jesus died for you. Yea, rather, that is risen again. Then he says, who is even at the right hand of God? He didn't rise only. He is also at the right hand of God, also making intercession for us, standing in the gap. So Jesus is the judge. He's the lawyer. And he's the one helping you. And he's the one going to pass the judgment. At the same time, he's your father. So who is he that can lay any charge to you? Because there's nothing that the devil can say that will be used to condemn you. So don't let the devil condemn you, because Jesus is always interceding on your behalf. Jesus is always praying on your behalf and talking on your behalf and going through things on your behalf. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus is my intercessor. He's always on my behalf. And he's ever alive. He ever liveth. He has made the huge sacrifice. He has made the biggest sacrifice of all. He has given himself for us. How much more shall he not, with that same life, save us from every other thing that can ever come our way? I love you very much. And I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep living in his presence. God bless you. Bye-bye.